is 6 of 9 so far. Middleton the other direction for the Bucks with Giannis, along with Beverly, Beasley, and Lopez. Giannis drives in. He'll send it to the near side. Catch and shoot three. It's off the mark from Beasley. Rebound batted by Lopez, and it ends up back in his hands off a couple different players. He sends out. Stepping into the three is Middleton, and boy, nobody can hit a three tonight. The Bucks, as poorly as they've shot it from three, at 3 of 16, they have hit three times as many threes as the Wizards at 1 of 14. They need to close the windows tonight. That wind is blowing. Here comes a pass to the near side. Kispert launches. He heard it, and he zeroes in for his first three-pointer of the night. Corey Kispert had missed his first three. He is a sharpshooter. Came in at 38% from three. Here's Middleton. Thought about the three. Instead, dumps it inside to Giannis. Giannis, a couple head fakes, bobs and weaves, and he flushes it through with a one-hand jam. And it's back to a two-point game. Wizards 51, Milwaukee 49. 2 minutes to go here in an opening half. And has seen this Wizards team push the Bucks more than they would like. Kispert catch and shoot three. He leaves it short. Long rebound picked up off the floor by Beverly. Pat Bev going the other direction now for Milwaukee at the top of the arc. Steps back, passes to the near wing. Middleton pulls up right of the lane, and he knocks down the pull-up jumper. Giannis got shoved down. No foul. He's sliding out of bounds, but Pat Bev ties the game at 51. Here's a pass to Umarui. He filters it to the corner. Kispert missed an open three. Giannis was trying to catch up with the play. I don't know what happened on that collision that sent him to his derriere, but there was no foul on it. Here's a pass. It's tipped away from Middleton, taken the other direction, and Poole will have an easy layup the other direction. So Washington back out in front by two on a turnover there from Chris Middleton. Giannis left of the lane on the other side. Trying to pull even again. A minute to go now here in the second quarter. Middleton laces the three from the far wing left. That was a pretty looking shot. He's got 15 points now for the Bucks to lead them in scoring on 5 of 10 shooting on his second Michelob Ultra three of the night. On the other side, ball being rotated around. Anthony Gill going to hand it to Poole. Poole hands off at the last moment to Umarui. His shot rejected by Lopez, his second block of the night. Milwaukee going the other way. Pat Bev goes driving. He's blocked inside, and he goes into a cameraman. Now Washington going the other direction with it. They'll send out transition three, and Corey Kispert drains it from the near wing. 25.7 seconds to go. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer. Definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Game clock and shot clock separated by about a second and a half now as Chris Middleton looks to set it up. He comes to a stop at the top of the arc, sends it to Giannis. Bucks down by two. Giannis draws the whistle, and there is a foul going against Denny Avdija. So with 3.1 seconds to go on the shot clock, he was fouled there, and that takes us to a timeout. We are getting it in at the last possible moment. With 5.1 seconds to play in this opening half, we'll take a timeout. Come back with more in a moment. The Bucks trailing surprisingly here tonight against a down-on-its-luck Washington Wizards team. It's 56-54 here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. youth sports programming is open and available for registration. The spring 2024 session is currently available and will run from April 15th through June 8th. Whether your kids want to try soccer for the first time or hone in their t-ball skills before summer leagues, these skills classes will teach the basics without using laps and lines and will engage your child through the game's approach to learning sports. Sign up today at City Hall.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer, only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Hey, it's Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, the host of the Country Top 40. Join me Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 98Q Country.
5 seconds to go here in this opening half as we welcome you back once again. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Giannis is at the free throw line as we resume, and he will miss on his first of two free throws, one of three tonight. Hey, Bucks fans, just like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. Second free throw for him, Giannis trying to get his team back to within one. Looks like the Wizards going to have the lead at halftime. He misses both. Here comes Washington the other way. Anthony Gill all the way to the cup, lays it in at the horn. How about that? Well, that's a fitting way to end a rather forgettable half of basketball for the Bucks, at least, as Giannis misses not one but two free throws with 5 seconds left. It allows the Wizards to run the length of the floor and get a layup. They're going to take a four-point lead into the locker room. Cannot imagine that Doc Rivers is going to have anything nice to say about that first half when he talks to his team at halftime. So we'll take a break. Justin Garcia, we'll have you at the halftime show, the Bucks Halftime Report on the other side of this break. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room.
Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Why is the before work hustle an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own? With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
In mid-2017, we received the news that nobody wants to hear your child has cancer. Saying Jude made us feel that everything was gonna be all right. It's like an army of people working together, following the same dream, which is getting 100% success rate for curing childhood cancer.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Your favorites, your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
Halftime in Washington, D.C., the Wizards up by four on the Bucks, 58-54, our score after 24.
Bucks with a pair of scores in double figures, those being Chris Middleton and Giannis. 15 points from Chris on 5 of 10 shooting. He's got 4 assists and 3 rebounds to go along with those 15. Giannis, meanwhile, chasing what would be his 10th triple-double of the season. 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. But next in line for the Bucks is Bobby Portis, who's up to 8 points. Wizards also have a pair of scores in double figures. And they've also posted 15 and 11. Corey Kispert and Denny Avdija with those 15 and 11 points. But the Wizards with this 4-point lead, despite a rough shooting half. And frankly, both teams, rough shooting the basketball from deep. Washington goes 3 of 18. The Bucks 4 of 17. We mentioned points in the paint could be a big opportunity for the Bucks in this one. Hasn't been the case thus far. The Wizards plus 10 on points in the paint. 38-28 Wizards with the advantage. And again, it is a 4-point Washington Wizards lead at halftime. 58-54. They're up by 4 on the Bucks. We'll take a look at the rest of the numbers after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for 4 pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk 6 wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. 2 pieces for $10 or 3 for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182 in Park Falls, there's going to be a performance from Elvis tribute artist Elvis John Herjinski. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are general admission with unreserved seating. They cost $25, and you can find them at Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook or call 715-762-0122. Again, that is April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Well-Being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Points. He does have 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Bucks bench plus 1 in terms of bench scoring over the Wizards. They've tallied up 18 points, 17 from the Wizards bench. 8 of those 18 coming from Bobby Portis. Pat Connaughton with 5 points, 3 assists. 3 points from Danilo Gallinari and Jay Crowder, 2 points off the bench. But again, Bucks shooting 48%. So are the Wizards. Bucks down to 24% on threes at 4 of 17. The Wizards not any better. 3 of 18. That's good for 17%. And free throws, another area to circle here. The Bucks with 5 misses in this first half. Only 11 trips to the line. 6 of 11 for the Bucks. The Wizards 9 of 12. And they lead this by 4 at halftime, 58-54. We'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard as one game out there includes one big return. We'll get you up to speed on that score and another game that carries a lot of importance for the Bucks. Update those scores and get you set for the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world.
Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a puckler down.
Chowamagan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
54 halftime score. The Wizards up by four on the Bucks. And again, cold shooting first half for both of these teams, especially from deep. A combined 7 of 35 in this half are the Bucks and the Wizards. Four makes for the Bucks, three for the Washington Wizards. Time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. And it may come down to this simply: points in the paint. Bucks trail by 10 on points in the paint here. 38 for the Wizards, 28 for the Bucks. We emphasized could be a major opportunity for the Bucks, especially on the heels of what they were able to do in Atlanta against the Hawks. But so far, that has gone the way of the Wizards. 38 points for the Wizards in the paint to just 28 for the Bucks. Turning those numbers around will go a long way in ensuring success for the Bucks in the second half. American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Taking a look at your NBA scoreboard for this evening. Eight other games on your Tuesday night slate. Four of them are in action right now. In Toronto, Lakers up by six on the Raptors at halftime, 64-58. It is a Raptors team the Bucks will see at Fiserv Forum later this week. They're late in the second quarter in Philadelphia. The Oklahoma City Thunder up by a pair on the 76ers, 39-37. But the story in this game, the return of Joel Embiid after a 19-game absence. Embiid back on the floor and in the starting lineup tonight. He has scored 8 points in his 11 minutes thus far. But again, the Thunder up by two. And one game that carries some big significance for the Bucks in Miami, the Heat up 10 on the New York Knicks, 36-26. They are just starting the second quarter there. Terry Rozier up to 12 points for Miami. He and Jimmy Butler have scored 21 of those 36. One game just tipped off. That's in Minnesota between the Houston Rockets and the Timberwolves. 58-54, the halftime score. Washington Wizards up by four on the Bucks. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. Dave Kane has the call of the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the courts!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has a this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis. Oh, wow.
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one.
All season long.
It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Are you ready for summer? Cousin Subs and Summerfest are teaming up once again for the return of the world's largest music festival with a special ticket offer. Simply place an order online at CousinSubs.com of $30 or more now through April 30th and receive a free weekday Summerfest ticket. This offer is not valid in store. One qualifying purchase per day per email will result in a free weekday ticket. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. For a complete list of rules, visit CousinSubs.com/Summerfest.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Back again here in Washington, D.C. The Bucks rounding out this three-game road trip that has taken about a week's time as they play their first game in 3 days and showing a little bit of rust, perhaps, in this first half. We'll see if they can shake it in the second half. Dave Kane back with you once again here from Capital One Arena. Let's take a look at your Pella Windows and Doors. Who's Hitting the Glass segment, presented as always by Pella Windows and Doors. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years, or no money down, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com. And the rebounding battle, we thought the Bucks would have the opportunity to really dominate here. Well, it hasn't necessarily gone that way. They are winning the battle, but it isn't by maybe the extent that you would expect for this game tonight. 26-21 in favor of the Bucks, 5-2 on the offensive boards. But again, Milwaukee trailing by 4 points at halftime to a Wizards team that, quite frankly, has not led very often, or at least has not done particularly well when they have either. They've only led at halftime 25 times this year, and they've actually lost 11 of those 14 games. Again, they come into tonight's contest 14-61, just a half game up on last place in the West Eastern Conference. Detroit on their heels at 15th. And the Bucks, meanwhile, second in the East, just 2.5 games up on Cleveland here and 3 games up on the Knicks. So as we get ready for the second half, it is going to be the Bucks clad in green with Giannis, Beasley, Middleton, Beverly, and Lopez. No Damian Lillard tonight, missing his second straight game. Tonight he is out with groin tightness. It is the Wizards coming with their same, actually a little bit of a different look here. Avdija is going to move the ball into the front court with Kispert, along with Gill, Poole, and Vucevic gets the nod here to begin things in the second half. Vucevic with a bounce pass inside and a good setup for Avdija, who serves up a good-looking dunk on the first play of the second half. So, or rather, non-auspicious start for the Bucks, who go right to left here in the second half with Beverly into the front court on the right wing. He'll send to Giannis. Giannis on the give to Middleton. Middleton leans back and passes to Beasley. Beasley fires away from three, and the beat goes on with cold shooting both ways from long range. The Bucks just 4 of 18. The Wizards 3 of 18. And for Beasley, he's now 1 of 6. Here's another shot. Poole knocks one down from the left of the lane, and the Wizards have their largest lead of 8 now, 62-54. Things go in the wrong direction here to start things in the opening minutes of the second half. Beverly on the near wing left gives to Middleton. Middleton drives with the right hand, takes it into the paint, slings it to the corner. Lopez all alone, can't hit the three, missed it way too short. It has been a complete power outage. Milwaukee didn't shoot the ball well from three-point range last time, but they had other things going. Tonight, they don't. Here's the turnover. Gill went into the air and sent it right to Beasley. Beasley will give to Giannis. Giannis going the other way. He gets obstructed. Late whistle, and a foul's going to send Giannis to the line, but nothing coming easily for the Bucks here tonight as he got blocked by, that was once again the rookie Vucevic getting called for the foul. So Giannis to the line. He's only got 11 points tonight, but he is right now trending toward the triple-double, would be his 10th of the season. He's got 11 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. He's only attempted 7 shots tonight. He's 5 of 7, so his efficiency's there, but the scoring has not been. But but he has been a playmaker distributing the ball. And you wonder how many more he'd have if shots were going down. His first of two free throws. This has been his struggle here of late. 1 of 4, and he misses way short on this first one. Man. No points in the opening minute and a half for the Bucks here in the second half. It has been a 9-0 scoring run for the Wizards, going back to 25 seconds remaining in that second quarter. Second free throw from Giannis on the way. It is up and it is good. Giannis had a big third quarter each of his last two games. 16 points in Atlanta in the third, 20 points in the third against the Pelicans the game before that. See if he can get going here tonight. They may need it. Here's Jordan Poole working around the defense of Giannis. Now passes it away. Here's a three-point try. Denny Avdia too strong on the shot. Beverly taps the ball to Giannis. He'll go the other direction. Down 62-55. The Bucks on the road. Middleton, corner three. Too strong. Rebound batted out by Lopez, but picked up by Poole. Poole's racing the other way. Loses it on the floor. Going to be picked up by Beverly the other direction. Pat Bev will send it to Giannis. Giannis, top of the arc. He's defended by Gill. Slings it over to Beverly. Beverly alone from three. He can't hit. Nobody hitting threes. 19% now for the Bucks on 4 of 21. The Wizards, even worse. 3 of 19, but they've done other things. Here's Avdija, sends out top, all alone. Vucevic fires from three, and he rips the cords, and there is a timeout from the Bucks. Well, not the way the Bucks drew it up to start things in the second half. The lead has swelled to 10. Milwaukee has not hit a field goal since just about a minute left in the second quarter. They are out. Dueled so far to the tune of 65-55. We'll come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Saving energy and money is easier than you think. Here are two simple things you can do to reduce your energy use and lower your energy bill. Use thermal curtains to reduce each room's energy loss by up to 25%, and make sure vents aren't blocked by furniture or rugs to improve airflow and comfort. Simple, smart savings. Get more energy saving tips at weenergies.com.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Not a great look for the Bucks here in the opening 2.5 quarters of this one. Down 65-55 to the shorthanded Washington Wizards tonight. Still a lot of time to flip the switch, but the time is now. We'll see if Milwaukee can do it. They have not had their best effort working here tonight. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. It's the official grocery of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Also by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Middleton's got it for the Bucks. Wings the pass over to the near side. Beasley across the lane. Can't hit the shot. Fighting for the rebound. Gets it. Trying to send it off of a Wizard player. He actually had Giannis open, but he sent it right to a Wizards player. Now they're going to score in transition the other way. Things going from bad to worse. Anthony Gill underneath the rim has an easy layup. So that lead is 12 now for Washington. They're on a third, making a 14-1 run back to the last half. A whirling Giannis misses on the layup on the other side down inside. Now Washington running the other way. They'll get it to Kispert. Catch and shoot three, and he drains it from the left wing. Another quick timeout from Doc Rivers. Milwaukee right now is in it. And when I say in it, not in it. In this third quarter, 70-55, Wizards all over the Bucks. Here in quarter number three, they've outscored Milwaukee 12-1 to start things here in our opening. 3 minutes and 10 seconds. We'll come back with more after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Shawmigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawmiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawmigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk six wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Toby Keith,
Miranda Lambert,
Brad Paisley,
Zach Brown Band.
We play them all!
98Q Country.
$1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Pick and save, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bucks Family Night, presented by Bad Monkey Popcorn and Sprite, is popping. Make time with your crew a slam dunk. Go to bucks.com/family to plan your next family night out.
Well, a 12-1 run to open the third quarter for the Washington Wizards. Yeah, you heard it right. The Wizards right now taking it to the box 70-55. That is not a misprint on the scoreboard. As we said, with 8:48 to play in the third quarter, Milwaukee has been outscored 17-1 going back to the last half. And out of the timeout, Pat Bev's in trouble, trying to walk the tightrope on the near sideline. Managed to get it to Middleton. Middleton top of the arc. Lobs up to Giannis, and Giannis rocks the rim with the alley-oop. So that's the first field goal for the Bucks since the 56-second mark of the second quarter. 25 to go here in the third. Here comes Washington the other direction. Avdija on the right wing. Dribbles with a left hand. He's going to pull up from three. Misses way too short. Rebound to Giannis. See if the Bucks can get ignited on that last dunk. Giannis with bad intentions, racing off the other way. He'll lay it in with a right hand off the window. There was minimal, if any, resistance there. It was get out the way. And Giannis with back-to-back field goals has cut that deficit back to 11 points now. Washington with the basketball going left to right. It's Poole sending out top. They work it underneath. Kispert across the lane. Lays it off the window and good. Corey Kispert, 20 points now to lead his team in scoring. Here comes Middleton the other direction. He'll take it in. A left-hand lay-in and another layup for the Bucks. Those should be there tonight. It's the Washington defense that comes in third to worst in the league and the fourth worst offense in the league. And they've got six of their rotation players out, but it's not going to matter because Avdija just hit another fading jump shot with a foul. I mean, defying the odds. I think that would be the appropriate way of describing what we're seeing here tonight. Wizards team that has been down on its luck this season and playing with only 9 players available. I mean, this has happened before. And in fact, it happened against the team the Bucks will be seeing tomorrow night for the first time since we last saw something like this. That was going into the All-Star break in Memphis. Free throws good from Avdija. And the Bucks go the other way, trailing 75-61. Pat Bevs into the front court on the near wing left. Sends out top to Middleton. Middleton dumps it to Giannis. Giannis takes it into a crowd, passes out. He'll feed it to Beasley, and Beasley rips the cords on a three-pointer as he finally gets one to drop. He had missed his first 4. Michelob Ultra 3 for the Bucks. Down to an 11-point game again, but another and one coming for the Wizards as Poole jukes his man and lays it in with a finger roll. And right now some discussion between Lopez and Middleton trying to get corrected with Giannis. Something's amiss on that defense tonight. So Jordan Poole hasn't shot it lights out tonight, but when he has, he's got 11 points now and a chance to make it 12 with the free throw coming for the 87% free throw shooter. Poole acquired in that trade for Chris Paul. In his first season with the Wizards, knocks down the free throw. And that lead just continues to seesaw back and forth between 11 and 14. Wizards in control here tonight with 6:56 to go here, still in the third. Middleton, top of the arc, gets it to Giannis. Giannis at the right elbow, lowers his head. He drives in. Filters the pass to Lopez, who has been off tonight. Brook 0 for 4 from 3. He is 3 for 9 shooting the basketball. And Brook has been shooting it well. Just turned 36. He's got a season-high 15-game streak with a three-pointer. Here's a block from behind by Beverly, who came from behind Poole to knock it away, and now he's slow to get up. Bucks go the other way. Giannis now zigzagging his way through the defense. Scoops to the hoop and couldn't finish. Wizards go the other direction with it now into the front court. Poole weaves his way through the defense. He slips and falls. And now he's down. Bucks going the other direction. That's about the same spot Pat Bev went down. Pat's going to help him up on the other side. They're both on the other side. Shot missed from Middleton, but Giannis grabs the rebound, and he lays it in. And I'm not sure if those two guys both fell on the same spot on the floor. Both Pat Beverly and Jordan Poole are gimpy after they went down. So you saw a ball boy get out there to try to clean up that spot. It was a block shot from Pat Bev, who came down a little bit awkwardly, and I don't know what he did to himself. I don't think that was on the wet floor. Oh, maybe he landed on that right ankle, I think. So Pat Bev's going to take a seat. He's going to come back out there, but he is walking gingerly. And then Jordan Poole slipped on the other side, coming back again. Yeah, Pat Bev is definitely gimpy walking around out there. He got that ankle. So he's going to try to play through it here. But, man, I'll tell you right now, the Bucks already without Damian Lillard tonight are about to potentially be down another point guard. And here's a foul on Beasley. And that may have been done just to get Beverly out. Problem is, that's the third foul on Bees. And now Beverly's going to go out of the game. Been a tough night at the office. Bucks down by 12 with 6:08 to play in the third, 78-66 against this Wizards team that had a 4-point lead at halftime, trying to snap a 5-game losing streak to the Bucks, who have beaten them 15 of the last 17 these teams have gotten together. Now you got two guys out there for the Wizards staff trying to wipe that floor down and get it dried up after two players went down in almost identical spots on the floor on successive possessions. So Washington with the basketball out of bounds. The inbound pass will go to Avdija. Danny Avdija with 16 points tonight, moves it into the front court. He'll play catch back and forth with Poole, who's going to stay out there. Avdija with a bounce pass underneath. He gets it to Gill. Gill went into a swarm, had the ball knocked away. It's a loose ball corralled by Giannis. He's still trying to grab it into the front court. He'll pass it to Connaughton. Connaughton from the corner leaves it short on the three. 3-point shots have been a problem for both teams. The Bucks just 5 of 24, though, at 21%. Here's a 3-point drive from Kispert. He missed an open look from the corner short. Now Milwaukee goes the other way, down 78-66. Chris Middleton on the far wing right. Crosses over, drives in on Vucevic, sends out top to Giannis. Giannis goes driving. He'll pass it to the corner. Beasley missed the three. Rebound off the front iron taken by Vucevic, and now Avdija has it into the front court for Washington. 5:13 to play, third quarter. Wizards have not trailed in the second half. Here's a drive. Avia knifes his way through the defense and lays it in with a right hand. 80-66. Wizards back ahead by 14. Their largest lead tonight has been 15. Bucks have not led by more than four. We did see 10 lead changes in the first half. Here's a lob up top to Giannis, and Giannis will finish the alley-oop inside on the setup from around midcourt from, you guessed it, Chris Middleton. Washington the other way. Pass zipped over to Avdija. Avdija elevates and rattles one through from just inside the free throw line. So Milwaukee having a hard time getting stops. Washington starting to believe. Giannis has it on the right wing. He'll send up top to Lopez. Lopez goes into the air. Passes it out to Beasley. He'll give to Middleton. Middleton pulls up. Mid-range jumper. Got it. Washington with an outlet feed. Kispert gets behind the defense, and there's a dunk. This Washington team loves to run. 17.2 fast break points a game, number two in the NBA, and they caught the Bucks off guard there. Middleton the other way. He's at the top of the arc. Picks up his dribble, dumps it inside to Lopez. He had the ball knocked away by Kispert. Kispert saves it inbounds, and Washington's got it going the other way up by 14. Ahead to Kispert. Kispert has the ball knocked away by Giannis. That went off of a Bucks player and out of bounds back to the Wizards. 3:46 to play here in this third quarter. Giannis going to check out. And Bobby Portis will make his way out onto the court now for Milwaukee. Jordan Poole's got 5 points and five assists here in this third quarter. Meanwhile, Corey Kispert continues to fill it up. 22 points for the former Gonzaga Bulldog. Here's the inbound pass. Umarui misses the three from the near corner. Rebound goes to Middleton. Chris going the other direction now for the Bucks. Into the front court, top of the arc, flicks the pass to Beasley. Beasley, step back three from the corner. Rims in and out. And the league 2 of 10 now, 1 of 7 from three. He has seen his three-point shooting start to plummet a little bit here late. Shooting a career high from three-point range this season, but it's tailed off a bit here lately. Here's a three-point try from the top of the arc. That misses from Poole. The Bucks' glimmer of silver lining here is the fact that Washington has not shot it well either from three. Here's Lopez. He'll get it to Connaughton. Connaughton on the near wing. Rifles it over to Beasley. He'll try his hand again, and again he misses short. Rebound tracked down by Umarui. He's going to pass it ahead now to Poole. Poole will move it into the front court with 2:53 to go now in the third quarter. Jordan Poole on the near wing. Passes it to Gill. Anthony Gill misses a three. Rebound tapped over to Portis as Umarui couldn't get it. Middleton going the other direction. He takes it all the way inside on the other end. Off balance. Missed the shot off the backboard. Out of bounds off of the Wizards. And Bucks will have it as Giannis going to come back in. He replaces Lopez. A.J. Green going to come in and replace the struggling Malik Beasley now. These two teams have combined to go 10 for 53 in this game. It has been rugged shooting, to say the least. Inbound pass to Giannis. They try to lob it up top, and there was a whistle and a foul. Who's it on? I think it's going against the Wizards. Anthony Gill will get called for his second foul. And for the Wizards now, two team fouls with 2:37 to play here in this third quarter that has not been particularly sightly for the Bucks. Giannis has it on the left wing with Milwaukee trailing by 14, 84-70. Giannis takes it inside. He couldn't get it. Connaughton gets the rebound, and then he has his foot back go in and out, and he was fouled with a late whistle. Shots just not going down in any make or model for much of this quarter for the Bucks, who are now just 32% in this quarter on 7 of 22 shooting and 1 of 10 from 3. Conversely, the Wizards have hit 61% here in the quarter. They've outscored the Bucks 26-16. Jay Crowder's getting set to come in now for the Bucks. Connaughton to the free throw line, where his first of two is up and in. Pat now 3 of 3 from the line. The Bucks just 8 of 14 from the free throw line tonight. Middleton will take a seat. Chris checks out with 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. He's hit 7 of his 15 shots. Giannis with 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. He's 2 assists away from the triple-double. Connaughton's second free throw is good. So Washington goes the other direction with it. He'll move it into the front court. Passes trigger to Kispert. Kispert sends back out top to Butler. Butler's defended by Connaughton. Dribbles with his left hand around the screen. Now sends out top. Umarumi finds Kispert. Kispert streaking down the lane. Has another easy layup. 86-72. Wizards holding on to that double-digit lead, which they have held for most of this half. Giannis sends out top. Connaughton launches from three. Bullseye. Pat Connaughton trying to give his team the lift they need. Michelob Ultra 3. He's got 10 points off the bench now on his second Michelob Ultra 3 tonight. On the other side of things, Butler hands it to Gill. Gill, a head fake, takes it right at Giannis. Missed the shot. Rebound pulled down by Giannis. He'll go the other way for the Bucks across the midcourt stripe with a minute 36 to play in the third. Crowder on the corner. Back to Connaughton. Connaughton hits another three from the right wing. Well, Pat Connaughton has scored 8 consecutive points for the Bucks, and that's going to elicit a timeout from Brian Keith. That is exactly what the Bucks needed. Someone to step up and take the reins. Pat Connaughton has been that guy here in the last couple minutes. He's got 13 points, back-to-back threes, a couple free throws in that time, and boy, did Milwaukee need it. They've cut that deficit to single digits again with a minute 29 to play now in this third quarter. Pat Connaughton is on an 8-2 run of his own here in the last couple minutes. We're brought to you by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. Also presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster. They're the official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. Well, those three-pointers are even more amplified in a game like this where they just have been few and far between. A Wizards team that mentioned they need to win 5 of their last 7 games to avoid finishing with their worst record in franchise history. Their 6 home wins, the fewest in the NBA this season. And it's not as though they have quality wins either. Their 14 wins this year, 9 of them have come against teams that have already clinched a losing record, but yet here they are out-dueling the number 2 Bucks in the East, 86-78, in spite of the fact that they are down a myriad of rotation players here tonight, missing Bilal Coulibaly, Tyus Jones, Kyle Kuzma, Landry Shamet, Isaiah Livers, and Rashawn Holmes. Here comes the inbound pass. The guys that are out there, though, have fought hard, and they've given their team a good lift. Jared Butler's got it now for the Wizards. He'll hand it off, top of the arc. Here's a drive from Avdija. Works it to the corner. Umarui misses the three, rebounded by Crowder. The Bucks have their window of opening now. We'll see if they can jump through it. Here's Crowder stepping into a three. He can't hit. Portis gobbles up the rebound, going right back to work. He looked like he got fouled. He puts the shot off the window and good. There was no whistle. And the Bucks now find themselves on a 10-2 scoring run with inside of a minute to play in the third. They've cut that deficit to 6. Jared Butler around midcourt under the watchful eye of A.J. Green defensively. Now the switch to Portis. Portis trying to stay with him. He turns the corner on him, and he lays it in with a left hand. Crowder on the inbound. Triggers it to Green. Back to Crowder. Now to Giannis, who will slowly go the other way into the front court for Milwaukee. 37 seconds to play now. Here's a pass out top. A.J. Green splashes one through from three. So finally, the cylinder has seen that lid lifted, and Milwaukee has knocked down another three. A.J. Green on the 10th assist for Giannis, who now has his 10th triple-double of the season with 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Game clock and shot clock separated by 9 seconds. Here's a three-pointer from Butler, who gets some space and knocks it down. So Butler answers with a three-pointer, and now the shot clock will be off for the Bucks with 10.4 seconds to go. And I think we're going to have a delay of game warning coming against the Wizards here. Oh, check that. It's no delay of game warning. They had to reset the clock to 11.4 seconds. So Milwaukee will have it, trailing 91-83. Giannis gets fouled. They had a foul to give. And with 6.6 seconds to work with, the Bucks will have to inbound from the front court now, as it'll be Connaughton, Green, Giannis, Crowder, and Portis going opposite. Avdija Gill along with Davis, Omarui, and Jared Butler for the Wizards. Inbound pass to Giannis. Giannis, top of the arc with 5 seconds left. He's going to sling it to Portis. Portis gets to Crowder. Corner three on the way. Bullseye. Oh, the Bucks needed that. Three-point shots had not been falling, but late in this quarter, the Bucks find their touch. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Milwaukee's cut that 15-point deficit down to five. Can they flip the switch in the fourth quarter? We'll answer that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Save big money on everything for your bathroom project at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and shower kits, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add style and luxury to your bathroom. Plus, we have all the stylish faucets and bath hardware to finish your project. Check out our entire selection of Max bathroom products and our weekly flyer today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Rightway chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightway.com. Go Rightway, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Welcome back once again to Capital One Arena. The Bucks may have just found a way to flip the switch to get things rolling again, but time will tell. They've cut a 15-point deficit to five. As we go to the fourth, the Wizards have only led going into the fourth quarter this season on 13 occasions, and they've got 8-5 in those games as the Bucks try to send it down low. It was knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Milwaukee basketball when we resume. The Bucks hit 4 of 5 3-pointers over the final 90 seconds of that third quarter after going 5 of 27 in the first 34 minutes and 30 seconds of the game. Giannis corkscrews his way down the lane, spins right, then goes left and finds the opening to lay it in to cut that deficit to 3. So through it all, here Milwaukee is right back into the thick of things here. We'll see if they keep it rolling. They're going to leave Butler alone from 3, and he will punish him again. Jared Butler was left alone at the end of the third quarter as well. He hit a 3, and he does the exact same thing here. Breakdown defensively. Had too many of those tonight for the Bucks. Here comes Giannis the other way. Feathers it out to Portis. Off to Crowder. Crowder with a head fake. Now steps over. Misses the 3 short from the far side. Wizards going the other way with a 6-point advantage now. Obvious into the front court. Hands it off to Butler. Jared Butler, former most outstanding player in the Final Four for the Baylor Bears en route to a national title a couple years back, and he hits another 3. That's a silky smooth 3 from Butler as the third-year man has connected on 3 consecutive 3s trying here. Now Giannis loose with the basketball, almost lost it. Gets it to Connaughton. Connaughton knifes his way in, feeds it to the corner. Catch and shoot 3 from Portis. He looked down but then missed the 3 when he let it fly. Open shot missed. Now the Wizards with a chance just like that to get it back to a double-digit lead. And Kisper, or Avdija rather, will do just that. Count the bucket with a foul as he went tumbling down, driving on the fast break. Denny Avdija, 22 points. And after Milwaukee had cut it to a 3-point game, all of a sudden it is back to 11 on an 8-0 run in not even a minute's time. I mean, this has been hard to fathom. Bucks look like surely this is the time they will turn it around, turn the tables. They were right there, and then they weren't. Free throw's good. Again, you leave a team like this around long enough, and they start believing, they're going to start making plays, and now they are. That is the problem when you play around with your food, so to speak, as the Bucks have tonight. Giannis has it. Left free throw line extended. He's going to take it inside. Portis over the right hand. Can't get it. Portis with a rebound. Goes right back up with it. Off the back iron. No good. Giannis with it again. And this time he will softly deposit it in on the third effort. Offensive rebounds there. And the Bucks get it back to a 10-point game with 10-10 to go now in the second half. Or I should say in the fourth quarter. It's on the left wing with Butler. Defended by Bobby Portis. Rifles it off. Johnny Davis defended by Green. Pulls up, free throw line jumper, back iron, no good. Giannis with the rebound. Bucks needed a stop there, they got it. Here's Giannis going the other way, into the front court. Lost it right of the lane to Portis, and we got a traveling call against Bobby Portis. So back to the Wizards. So we're just told Pat Beverly, as he suspected was the case, with a right ankle sprain, he's had it taped. And has returned to the court, not on the playing court right now, as the shot misses on a drive inside from Butler. Now a bounce pass going the other way. Portis was trying to thread it through. And I don't know if it was a foul or a kickball. Something against the Wizards one way or the other. And it is a foul. As the Bucks were in transition, it's going to be Milwaukee ball out of bounds on the second team foul for Washington. So that's Johnny Davis getting called for his fourth. He and Vucevic with four fouls apiece for the Wizards off the bench. They're the only ones that have any foul danger so far for Washington. And they may be going to review this to see if it's a flagrant. Doc Rivers right now is very much in the ear of JT Orr. So they are going to go take a look. And I did not see what transpired on this. But they're going to see if this is a common foul or a flagrant foul. But they are reviewing right now with 9:29 remaining here in this fourth quarter. We are brought to you, as always, by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Bucks have not led in the second half. Trailed by 4 points at halftime. So they're going to keep it as a common foul, it appears, with 9:29 remaining here in this fourth quarter. As it is Bucks ball out of bounds. They took a look and did not feel like it rose to the level of a flagrant foul there. So the lineup for Milwaukee will be Green, Giannis, along with Connaughton, Portis, and Jay Crowder. Damian Lillard missing his second consecutive game for the Bucks tonight, who play against Memphis at home tomorrow night. That'll open a five-game homestand. 6 games in 9 days for the Bucks. Here's Crowder. Launches from three. No good. Rebound batted out by Connaughton. Back to Portis. So another chance for the Bucks. Or as tough as this one has been, Connaughton's played well. Nice move from Giannis, contorting his body inside as he corkscrews down low and lays it in with a foul. Giannis, for his work, is already, again, sitting with a triple-double. He's got 26, 13, and 10 tonight as he was fouled on that play by Denny Avdija, his second. So that'll send the Greek Freak to the line, where tonight it has been an adventure. 2 of 6 from the stripe. That has been his one blemish on the statistical sheet as he stares at the rim for the first and only free throw he will have to try to get this thing back to a 7-point game. 100-92, the Bucks down. You can make it 93. So Giannis sticks the free throw. He has all 7 of the Bucks points here in this quarter so far. Giannis with 27 points now. Here's a drive. Avdija goes bulldozing right over Green, and that's a charge. A.J. Green camped out right where he needed to be. He's going to get the ball back for Milwaukee. So the Wizards got it back to a 12-point lead, but the Bucks have since answered on a 5-0 run. They've got it down to 7 with 8:57 to play now in the fourth quarter. Playing comeback basketball, not something we really expected tonight. Connaughton catch and shoot 3 from the corner. He left it short. DC had hit three of his six from distance before that miss. Here's Avdija. Works his way in. Couldn't finish the shot inside. There were a couple defenders back, and now Giannis has it going the other direction for the Bucks. He'll give to Green. Fake the three in a beautiful setup for Bobby Portis, who hangs on the rim and comes away pumping his fist. And a timeout is coming from this Wizards team. Well, the Bucks trailing by as many as 15 tonight. They're on the comeback trail, down 195. Now this. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here
for years. I'm rocking my pants. Hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry.